us. You're just sharing with us your experience. There's nothing manipulative about what you said. You're just sharing your experiences, and you truly are full of the love, and you see it all within the context of your experiences. And despite the fact that your mom died young and she was sick and everything, and she was a teenager, you are able to see her for the woman she is and appreciate. And it's just something beautiful about that. And that is what I would wish for all of us to feel in our motherhood experiences. And I'm very happy, especially as a Black woman, because for many of us, that is not our experience in motherhood. We can lie and say it ain't. And so for you to genuinely feel this much love and appreciation for what motherhood has done for you, for what your babies have done and how they've grown up and how they give it back to you and circulate life force amongst your bloodline, that is beautiful and wonderful. And I'm very happy for you. And since I wish I had experienced that, I wish it had been that for me if I was going to have children. If I could go back, I probably wouldn't have had any. But if I was going to have some and going back, that's what I would have wanted. I would have wanted to feel about it the way you feel about it. And thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate the genuine, because I can always tell when it's genuine and when it's, when it's kind of forced. When people feel like, it's almost like, who are you trying to convince here? And I don't get that from you at all. I get, you've been through some things and you see it all, and you're basking in the beauty of it all for you, and your children experience it, and you just literally feel loving about your life. And that's what I would want for all of us, men, women. We should feel that way, especially when it comes to having children, especially when it comes to our babies. Our babies should be able to hear us genuinely say that this is what we experience, even if there was hardships. I do not feel that way, and that's okay. And you're feeling that way genuinely is okay too. Matter of fact, that is how it should be. So thank you, Darcel. I really, really appreciate you bringing that side to the table, because of course this conversation in particular is about my experience of regretting motherhood and the radical truth of my sharing that and what it can mean for other people. But you just shared your radical truth, which is for me, my children, they filled my life up with love, and they're now loving people, and they give it back to me. And I think that's wonderful. That's how it should be. And it's ideal, even if the circumstances are not ideal. That's the outcome, I think, that we should be hoping for. That just didn't happen for me. And it doesn't mean that I don't love my kid. I love him a lot. I mean, he's funny, he's smart, he's very handsome, and he's very intelligent. He's his mother's child, and if he would have come in here and speak right now, you guys would be very impressed, because he's very well spoken, he has a broad vocabulary, and he's a deep thinker like me. I love him, and I want what's best for him, but I don't feel about the mothering experience the way you just described. And that's what I would have wanted for my baby. That's what I would have wanted for him to experience. And for a lot of different reasons, I was not able to give him that. And so when I do hear women who genuinely experience that, and not because they're trying to sell the notion of motherhood to me, but they genuinely experience that, I celebrate and I honor that. I venerate the mother principle. So I honor that. Thank you, Darcel. Okay, Marcella, and then... You're just sharing with us your experience. There's nothing manipulative about what you said. You're just sharing your experiences, and you truly are full of the love, and you see it all within the context of your experiences. And despite the fact that your mom died young and she was sick and everything, and she was a teenager, you are able to see her for the woman she is and appreciate. And it's just something beautiful about that. And that is what I would wish for all of us to feel in our motherhood experiences. And I'm very happy, especially as a Black woman, because for many of us, that is not our experience in motherhood. We can lie and say it ain't. And so for you to genuinely feel this much love and appreciation for what motherhood has done for you, for what your babies have done and how they've grown up and how they give it back to you and circulate life force amongst your bloodline, that is beautiful and wonderful. And I'm very happy for you. And since I wish I had experienced that, I wish it had been that for me if I was going to have children. If I could go back, I probably wouldn't have had any. But if I was going to have some and you know, going back, that's what I would have wanted. I would have wanted to feel about it the way you feel about it. And thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate the genuine, because I can always tell when it's genuine and when it's, you know, when it's kind of forced. When people feel like, it's almost like, who are you trying to convince here? And I don't get that from you at all. I get, you done been through some things and you see it all, and you're basking in the beauty of it all for you, and your children experience it, and you just literally feel loving about your life. And that's what I would want for all of us, men, women. We should feel that way, especially when it comes to having children, especially when it comes to our babies. Our babies should be able to hear us genuinely say that this is what we experience, even if there was hardships. I do not feel that way, and that's okay. And your feeling that way genuinely is okay too. But matter of fact, that is how it should be. So thank you, Darcelle. I really, really appreciate you bringing that side to the table, because of course this conversation in particular is about, you know, my experience of regretting motherhood, and the radical, you know, truth of my sharing that and what it can mean for other people. But, you know, you just shared your radical truth, which is, for me, you know, my children, you know, they filled my life up with love, and they're now loving people, and they give it back to me. And I think that's wonderful. That's how it should be. You know, and it's ideal, even if the circumstances are not ideal. That's the outcome, I think, that we should be hoping for. That just didn't happen for me. And it doesn't mean that I don't love my kid. I love him a lot. I mean, he's funny, he's smart, he's very handsome, and he's very intelligent. He's his mother's child, and if he were to come in here and speak right now, you guys would be very impressed, because he's very well-spoken, he has a broad vocabulary, and he's a deep thinker like me. You know, I love him, and I want what's best for him, but I don't feel about the mothering experience the way you just described. And, you know, that's what I would have wanted for my baby. That's what I would have wanted for him to experience. And for a lot of different reasons, I was not able to give him that. And so when I do hear women who genuinely experience that, and not because they're trying to sell the notion of motherhood to me, but they genuinely experience that, I celebrate and I honor that. I venerate the motherhood. So I honor that. Thank you, Darcelle. Okay, Marcella, and then...